Next, we want to take you to the place where the space shuttles were built. It's in Palmdale, California. That's where the Columbia was retrofitted, a process that was completed in 2001. It's also near Edwards Air Force Base, which is the backup landing site for shuttles. And NPR's Andy Bowers is in Palmdale. Hi, Andy.
Good evening, Steve.
Tell us about Palmdale's special connection to the shuttle.
Well, it was partially built here, as were many of the shuttles in the early days. It also, for the beginning of the shuttle program, was the primary landing site. You'll recall they would take off from Florida and land here and then be piggybacked on a 747 back to Florida. It was a huge event here. Hundreds of thousands of people used to turn out to watch the shuttle landings. They stopped doing that for monetary reasons and after they were sure that it could land on the slightly more narrow runway in Florida. But the people here feel a very close connection to the shuttle program.
How are they expressing their sense of loss today, Andy?
Well, people all over the place here from Edwards Air Force Base and the NASA personnel who are still there are extremely emotional about it. To the people that I found who actually worked on the program, I found one man who runs a bar now near where it was built, and he said he worked putting on tiles on the Columbia specifically when it was built in 1980. And he teared up when he started talking about it, and he said that there was a group of people who had worked on it who came into his restaurant every morning, this morning like they do every morning, and that usually they are very talkative, and today they just sat silently watching the television and occasionally exchanging a few reminiscences about what it was like to work on the program and how really personally they took this tragic loss.
Andy, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Andy Bowers near Edwards Air Force Base.